Welcome to the Slay and Thrive podcast, where we make crushing your goals feel like self-care. This is the show that helps high-energy women trapped in self-destructive patterns cultivate an unapologetic, loving body transformation through spiritual and personal development. On this podcast, you'll learn about dynamic eating psychology principles, mindset, shadow integration, and manifestation. I'm your host, Kayla Van Egdom, a health and energy guide, unicorn lover, and Amazon best-selling author. I am so delighted to be on this journey with you. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to the first official episode of our Journal with the Elements series. I cannot wait to spend all month journaling with you and seeing how this four-part journal process transforms your life in 30 days or less. If you missed the last episode, let me break this down. We are doing a 30-day challenge that starts as of today on November 1st. If you're listening in real time, if you're listening at another time, it's never the wrong time to start a 30-day challenge. You can start it on November 16th or December 2nd or whenever you feel called. If you're listening in real time, though, the goal is to journal every single day for the month of November. What I'm going to do this month is pull back the curtain and take you deep into the most transformative habit that I've built over the last 4 years. It's literally changed every area of my life, and I thought there was nothing better to do than share this with you, because I don't want anything I do to be a best-kept secret, so you're getting everything this month. This challenge will be primarily self-directed, and that means I'm going to share the weekly theme of the challenge on the podcast. And I'll share the journal prompts with you, but there's not going to be anything like calls or a big Facebook group or any interaction surrounding this on a scheduled basis. There's two reasons for this. One, I believe that journaling is deeply personal, and I want you to be able to go inwards without having to worry about sharing and interacting with others. Obviously, journaling is quite private, and you're going to want to do this primarily alone. The second reason is that November is almost always the month where I participate in National Novel Writing Month, where you write an entire novel in 1 month's time. I've missed a year or two here or there, didn't do it last year, had a lot going on. But for the most part, this is a tradition I love and look forward to. And I wanted to make sure you had some really high impact content for the month of November. So I'm creating this episode series for you in advance. Currently recording this episode on October 7th. So while you're taking on this journaling challenge, if you choose to do so, I will be continuing my own journal practice and writing a novel right alongside of you. In this episode, we're going to talk about the earth element. I covered it a little bit last week, but we're going to go deep today. I'm going to share with you why there are so many benefits to journaling with the earth element. I'm also going to talk about why the earth element is vital if you're pursuing a health goal, how it also positively impacts any other goal you might have. I'm going to give you some ideas about what to write about when journaling with this element. I'm going to talk about some sample journal prompts to get you started. And if you want something a little extra, because I love to do that when I can, what I've done for you is I have created a public Google Sheet with a whole list of journal prompts for you to use. So it has the earth element, the air element, the water element, and the fire element. Between the four elements I just counted for you, there are 91 journal prompts for you to choose from. And of course, you're not going to want to journal on every single one of those prompts every single day. That would be crazy. But you have ideas that'll always give you something to write about. when I've talked to people who want to start a journaling practice, one of the places they get stuck is they don't know what to write about or how to get started. This gives you a framework, it gives you lots of ideas. I actually created this spreadsheet for myself as much as anybody else because it's nice to have those prompts to go to. And it's a public document that I will be adding to over time as I find other prompts that I like to use as well. All right, let's start with the earth element. The earth element, as we journal, actually has two pieces to it. So the first part of the earth element is connecting with your physical body. And I don't think we do this nearly enough in everyday life. We spend a lot of times in our heads thinking and not noticing what information our body is giving us. So I always start out my journaling process with the earth element first, because I don't want my journal practice to just be my brain spewing stuff all over the place, because that's what it used to be. I want this to be a grounded, present experience. And a great way to do that is to check in with, how is my body feeling today? How is your body feeling today as you sit down to journal? There is something almost magical about stopping, pausing, and feeling into the feedback your body is giving you. This is also going to ensure you're in the present moment when you're journaling instead of too far into your head, thinking about past too much or the future. And of course, those things might come up as you journal, especially when you get to the air element. But as you journal about those things, you also want to be in the present as well. This is a way you can cultivate mindfulness on a daily basis. So what you're going to do here is you're going to stop and feel into the information that your body is giving you. And I have a ton of journal prompts for this on the spreadsheet, but you're going to write about how your energy feels. Is it low? Is it high? Are you kind of jittery? That kind of high energy, but it's almost too much, like you've had too much caffeine, maybe. You're also going to write about whether or not you notice any tension in part of the body, whether it's the neck, the throat, the shoulders, the jaw. And over time, you might find that there's a certain place you tend to carry tension. For me, a lot of the time, it's a tightening in the throat. For you, it might be a lot of tightness through the hips, or it might be searing pain through the neck. It could be a contraction in your chest. You'll start to notice, and you'll be able to know what that means for you when that happens. Another thing you can do here is you can also write about why your body might feel the way it does. So, why are you feeling this jittery, almost overly energized sensation? Is it because of some stressful thoughts that are plaguing you? Did you have too much caffeine? I've never done that. I'm kidding. I've totally done that many a time. But I think it's a powerful practice to write about why your body might be feeling the way it does, whether it's feeling really good or whether it's feeling not so good. And this is especially powerful when you have a health and fitness goal, because what you can do here is notice different patterns and start to crack the code when it comes to what creates health and vitality in your body. And I'm going to give you a few examples of this that you could start to interrogate for yourself. One that came up for me was sleep. So I have a Fitbit and I always record my sleep score. And usually on work nights, I would get a sleep score in the 70s, like kind of high 70s, mid 70s. And I rarely got sleep scores in the 80s on my work nights. On the weekends, I could usually get it, but not the weekdays. And I just kept trying to make little changes to my sleep scores, and all of a sudden I was getting 40s on weeknights. And when I did this curious investigating about, oh my goodness, why has my sleep score suddenly gone up consistently on weeknights? I realized the one thing I had stopped doing was scrolling before bed. I would put my phone on the charger, I would turn it on silent, and I would just read. And that was all it took to make that consistent improvement in my sleep score. And I might not have made that connection if I didn't have a practice of journaling about these things regularly. Another example, maybe you're in a state where you're feeling super fatigued and you're low energy and you have very low motivation for workouts. And then you realize, hey, it's just a day or two before your cycle is supposed to start, and you haven't taken a proper rest day at all this week. And now it's Thursday. Now you have some information, or at least a hypothesis, on how to best take care of your body today. So that could look like taking a rest day instead of doing the workout you planned. And it could be an active rest day. You can go for a gentle walk, you can do some yoga, but nothing super intense where you're pushing. So I have a whole bunch of prompts for you, as I mentioned. So you can check in with your sleep, your energy, check for any tension in the body, and places you might notice it are the chest. So you might notice, is your chest tight or heavy? Like there's a weight sitting on top of your lungs. You can also check in with your breathing. I think this is a really good one to do daily because sometimes we start holding our breath or breathing shallowly without even realizing it. So you can ask yourself, am I easily and naturally taking deep breaths in? Or is it a bit of a struggle to take those full breaths? And then you can investigate why that might be happening. You can check in with how your heart's doing. Is it racing? Is it beating faster than normal? What's going on there? And then another key thing you can do here is honor the fact that we are women. If you're a woman listening, if you're not, this still works for the most part. This part doesn't really apply, but just listening otherwise. We are women and we are cyclical beings, and our energy and performance will fluctuate throughout a month. So you can ask yourself, where are you in your cycle right now? Are you in the luteal phase, the follicular phase? And then you can ask yourself, how can I honor this part of my cycle? If you know you're in the follicular phase and you're feeling super good and pumped up and jazzed, go try to get a personal best on one of your workouts. And if you're in the luteal phase and you're feeling tired and fatigued, can you dial back the intensity and not look at that as a bad thing, but look at it as, no, this is a win for me. From here, you can ask yourself, what does your body need today? You can also ask, really good check-in to do. Have you been working with your body or against your body? And this is going to give you a lot of information about whether or not you're on your body's side or whether you're trying to over-control it. And then, if the answer is that maybe you realize you've been working against your body in certain ways, maybe over-exercising or over-restricting food or doing something that doesn't quite serve you, you can ask what it would look like to work with your body today. This can really help you reinforce helpful patterns and helpful actions by noticing them. And then you can also adjust any actions or practices that aren't serving you, whether that's practices that are creating more cravings, practices that are affecting your sleep, affecting your energy. So obviously, this is going to be vital if you have a health and fitness goal. But I believe this is also going to have a huge payoff regardless of what your goals are. I heard a saying once in a program that I was part of, and the woman said, if you have your health, you can have many goals. If you don't have your health, you have one goal. So what I love about getting our health right first is twofold. One is that your own health, to a large degree, obviously there's going to be genetics and external things, but the actions we take to create health in our physical body are largely within our control. And it's a smaller playing field versus if you're going for a bigger goal that involves other people and external things. And when you do master the realm of health in your life, whatever that looks like for you, that builds confidence in other areas. So when we're working out consistently, we feel more confident. And nutrition is something that helps us manage our mood. And that is essential, especially if we have big goals we're chasing, whether those are relationship goals, financial goals, whatever it might be. And then if we have career or business or creativity goals, focusing on our health is going to be incredibly powerful here, because when we focus on health and get that right first, we have more energy, more focus, and more creativity. First part of the earth element, we connect to the body. The other thing we do in the earth element is we shine a light on the actions we've been taking or the actions we're going to be taking. Now, I know I might be a little biased because I am a very earthy person, according to astrology, and does resonate with the things I've read. So I might be a little biased, but I love focusing on actions. One of my favorite quotes that I have read recently, and I cannot remember the guy's name, I'm so sorry. The title was Un-F Your Brain, pretty sure. I think his first name was John. Sorry, John, or whatever your first name was. But the quote was this: I am not my thoughts. I am what I do. And I think this is one of the most powerful ways we can shift our thoughts, our emotions. And by doing that, we shift our external reality. What this does is it puts us in a position of power. When we take more actions, especially more aligned, decisive, focused actions, we build more confidence. We build more self-trust. We build more momentum. And when we take certain types of actions, it can also alter our states and thoughts. So let's give you some examples here. Say that you were just having a really, really bad day, and you're kind of grumpy at one of your coworkers, and you're just thinking all these like judgmental thoughts about them. It's putting you in a bad mood. What if you were to shift and take an action that changed your state here? What if the next time you encountered them, you told them, you know what, person X, I'm so grateful that you do XYZ because XYZ. You took the action of expressing gratitude for something you like about them instead of continuing to stay stuck in your head, spinning about what you might not like, which probably wouldn't bother you as much if you weren't in such a bad mood. And by doing that, you make their day better and you lift your own spirits. And that can change your thoughts and your emotions as well. Let's give you another example here. Say that you are feeling pretty low energy and just kind of blah and disconnected from a health and fitness goal you have. A big place we see this is the times when we don't want to work out, but then we go and do it anyway. Those are often the workouts that we feel the best about. And I have seen this time and time again as a personal trainer. One of the most rewarding things is someone comes in, they're tired, they're low energy, they're moody, but then they do their workout because they've shown up to the gym, they're going to do it, and they feel so happy they did it once they're done. I love including this journaling about actions as part of my morning routine. And this is something I would recommend for you as well, because when you start your morning this way, and when you put the focus on your actions and capitalize on this every single day, you're going to ensure that you get things done that matter to you, the things that are most important. So this focus on action can have multiple layers. You can ask questions about the actions you're going to take. For example, what actions will I take to move in the direction of my goals? So this is a great one to do first thing in the morning. You can also ask, what actions have I been avoiding? And when we have certain actions we've been avoiding doing, whether that is tackling some kind of bill we need to pay or making a phone call to someone, it kind of creates a lot of stuck, stagnant energy in our brain. If we just get it out on paper and commit to actually taking that action, that's going to make us feel so much better. You can also ask questions like, what small step can I take to manufacture momentum? Especially if you're in a state where momentum feels low and motivation feels low. What's a little baby step you could take? Sometimes those little baby steps are all you need to get back on track. You can also, this is one I really love when I'm having a day that feels like it could go sideways. I love to journal about, what are 10 wins I could stop today? Yeah. Just because you journal about this doesn't mean you have to do all 10. You can get competitive with yourself and see how many you can do, but it's not like you failed if you don't do all 10. What this is doing is it's actually getting your brain to work harder because it's challenging to come up with 10 wins to do in one day. You might have to get really micro about certain things or change your idea of what a win is, because sometimes we just think big wins are wins, not counting all those little things we do over the course of the day that are also wins. So that's one layer to writing about the actions you're taking. You can also write about the actions you have been taking. So a few examples here, especially if you're doing this in the morning. However, if you're doing this at night, you could write about the day you've just had. But another journal prompt is, what are one to three tangible things I can do today to be better than I was yesterday? So you're not looking to be perfect. You're just looking at what did you do yesterday where there was room for improvement. Not judging, not shaming, just looking at it through the lens of improvement. And then another really amazing one to include, because our brains tend to skew towards a negative, which don't worry, we're going to cover all of that in the next episode next week. Ask yourself, what actions did I take that I was proud of yesterday? Or if you're doing this in the evening, what are actions you took today, earlier, that you were proud of? This is another one where kind of cool to try to stack up at least 10. And that forces you to look for those little wins and really celebrate all aspects of your progress. And that is our deep dive into the earth element. Right? Hope you found that helpful. I hope that you start to journal. And again, the challenge is journal every day for, at least 5, 10 minutes, something really doable that fits into your schedule. You can use the earth element and free write. You can use the journal prompts to direct you. Just do whatever feels really aligned and helpful to you at this point. If you're loving this challenge and participating, like I said, it is primarily self-directed, but I'm always an email, a Facebook message away. I love hearing from you. And sometimes it just helps to have that accountability to reach out and say, Kayla, I'm doing this challenge. I'd love to check in with you on a weekly basis and let you know what's coming up and how it's going. Always here for you if you want to do that. Again, I've included links to the spreadsheet in the episode description, and I've also put in a link to For the Words. This is the online writing game that has kept me super consistent with journaling. Coincidentally, they give you a free 30-day trial, and then it's like $4 a month if you wanted to use it long term. And I also have my referral code, because if you do love it, you'll get some free subscription time after your first monthly payment or whatever. And of course, I get some crystals too, full disclosure. But I've just loved the program, and I will talk about it ad nauseum. And I would talk about it even if I didn't get any free subscription time from it, because I'm just obsessed. All right, I think that is it for the episode. Again, happy journaling, keep slaying and thriving. And next week, we'll talk all about the air element.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the show. If you want to connect with a community of other amazing women who are conquering their goals, taking massive action, and loving themselves through the process, I invite you to join my Facebook community, Slay and Thrive 365. You'll get weekly challenges, motivation, support, and accountability as you move towards your goals. Hope to see you there very soon.